This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 135 people are now hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 infections. That's a slight drop from last week. It's lowest number since late September and 300 fewer than the most recent peak in November. Most utilities tracking COVID-19 show decreases of the virus found in wastewater samples as well. People, though, are still dying of COVID. 16 Coloradans died due to the virus the first week of April. Governor Jared Polis acknowledges that his landmark bill to change how housing gets built in much of Colorado may not pass this legislative session. CPR's Benta Berglund has more.
The bill originally would have allowed more dense development in many cities, overriding local rules. It's facing strong pushback from local officials who argue it usurps their authority and won't solve the affordable housing crisis. In an interview with Colorado Matters, the governor says he's not giving up.
It's, of course, my goal for my second term. I mean, I ran on this. We're going to deliver on it. Just like my first term, I ran on preschool and kindergarten. We had half-day kindergarten when I came in. I said, we're going to get full day. Nobody thought we could do it. We did it.
Polis says his bill will help with climate change and lower housing costs, creating more affordable options. But already, lawmakers have removed most of its strongest provisions. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche need a win tonight to keep their hockey season alive. They're in Seattle to face the Kraken, starting at 8 o'clock. If the Avs win, they'll force one final game to determine who moves on to the second round of the playoffs. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.